Well, Utah Phillips once told me in a moment of great insight and lucidity that you could train a monkey to play a hammer dulcimer. Well, Bob Hale and I are here to prove that tonight. With that, I think I'd better turn things over to Bob. He's the one who found this first tune, and it has a special meaning for those of us here.
Well, the title, it's a, I heard this tune first in Boston, played by an Irish band whose name I cannot remember because it was one of the bands I liked best. It was a pickup band in the back parking lot of a festival there. But a fellow from Ireland was there, and he gave us this tune, and on finding out the name, well, the title, it's an old Scottish medieval harp tune, and it's entitled The Princess Augusta. I think I'm going to play this on the harpsichord.
Now that we got everything ready at the dulcimer. Do you see what I go through? There's enough line in there to go fishing for sharks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just looked down at the floor and I saw that I have more sets of hammers than the number of tunes we're going to play.
Plus three.
Oh. I wasn't counting yours even.
Oh.
The next tune is a new tune that I just made up recently, didn't have any name for it, and played it the other afternoon for the intermediate dulcimer class, and Francis Murphy said, "That tune sounds like the name of it is Floodwater Creek." So the name of this tune is Floodwater Creek.
Play another piece called that both of us heard Paul Van Arsdale play it. He kind of looks like he's fallen asleep while he's doing it, but just try to duplicate his style. This is called the Golden Eagle Hornpipe. Thank you.
That's filler for Shag the accordion. We'll answer a request and play Woody's Waltz. That was a tune for Woody Simmons, who really wanted to be here tonight, but his wife is in the hospital. But she's feeling a little better, and we're all wishing them both well. We had a pretty amazing classical hammer dulcimer workshop a couple of days ago. And I asked Bob to play the piece that I liked best. That's one nice thing about getting up here and planning a concert is sometimes I get my druthers.
Well, I'm a harpsichordist who kind of fell into the hammer dulcimer. It's when you build those things, you have an exquisite instrument sitting at one end, or in my case, I had several of them, and a huge pile of wood sitting at the other, all scraps and pieces and things like that. So, in fact, this dulcimer is made out of pieces of leftover harpsichords.
It doesn't look like a harpsichord.
No, thank God, it doesn't sound like one. But the piece I'm going to play is one of the middle impressionistic periods. It was written by Claude Debussy, and it's called Clair de Lune.
Thank you.
We're going to do one last piece, our final little bit for this evening. And we'd like to, I guess we're going to close with the harpsichord. I wasn't sure. This is a little medley for our last number, and a lesson in how to be ready for almost anything that could possibly happen and go wrong. This is a bit of a lesson in professionalism for our dulcimer class. Thank you. Oh my, it's Augusta now. Well, Bob and I were thinking of trying to come up for a name of our group, should we ever form a group. And the first thing that occurred was the Amazing Grapes. But it might be... Somebody really didn't like that idea. But we thought we'd call ourselves the Fireflies. There's a lot more good stuff to come, so give us a second or two to clear the junk off the stage, and we're going to have a lot more fun.